Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dom and Colin podcast for another challenge recap here. The Challenge Double Agents episode 9 is in the books, and we are here to talk about it. We lost another agent. Agent Toxic T is out and on her way back home to be with her family, and we are going to discuss how that all went down today. Amber versus Amber, Cam and Nani, and everybody that had a part in what went down here today. We have a special guest with us, but before we bring her in, Scally, how are you doing today?
Hello. I'm good. I'm excited to talk about this episode. We had zero confessionals from Josh, so that's always good news when that happens. And could definitely contributed to making me enjoy this one.
Especially if Josh is on your must-lose team and gets you points for that. That definitely helps us out. Because you and your team decided to have Casey win an elimination, so that lost us points. But Josh going quiet for an episode was a gift to us all, and also a gift to our points to keep us, you know, balanced out there. So shout out to that.
As if I could not be more upset by Casey winning an elimination already.
Yeah, we'll talk about it all. And of course, like I mentioned, we have a special guest with us today. Double Agent Casual Anna, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Woo! I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys. First time, long time. That's the pod lingo, right?
Something like that. Yeah, we haven't seen each other in a while. Haven't talked much, in a while. The pandemic has obviously put a halt to any kind of potential plans for us to meet back up the way that we once did in Philly. Philly is the one you came to, right?
You got it right.
Okay. But anyway, Anna, how are you? How have you been?
I'm good. I'm just, you know, hanging out socially distanced from the entire world, it feels like, in Maine for the last couple months, and just kind of working and ready to, like, go to a bar and make out with strangers again someday, hopefully.
They should put you on the challenge. I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for. But...
Oh, no, they should not. I would be,
I think it would be fun. They show people making out at the bar on the challenge anymore these days.
Okay, fair.
So. Yeah. Fair. What's going on? Where are all the hookups? I'm mad. Like, I'm in quarantine. I need to see somebody hooking up, please.
Well, we did see Ashley and Fessy, right? Or was that like on
our
phone?
That was the after show.
Okay, never mind.
Who?
Ashley Mitchell and Fessy, your love, did have something happening.
Guys, I just don't think I'm his type. Like, I think I need to come around to that. But, you know, good for it. And wait, isn't he kissing somebody else in, like, the mid-season?
Yeah, there might be a something happening commercial with Gabby coming up as well. But, you know, Fessy.
Good
you know
for him.
Yeah, he's flirting with Gabby now. He's been seen with Tori after the show. So, hey.
What?
Whatever makes better TV next season.
Yes.
This is what I come to you guys for. This is great.
Well, let's introduce Anna, by the way, to anybody in the audience that maybe is not a regular or is a newer person to be in this world of the Dom and Colin podcast. Anna, often known as Casual Anna to many Dom and Colin fans, is one of Colin's good friends from real life, one of his best friends from home, and is often joining Colin on the podcast to provide casual Survivor takes throughout the seasons or just in general, anytime that he's able to get Anna on the call. And Anna is also a fan of the challenge, so we found a great opportunity here to bring it all together. But it does seem like, you know, the casual tag has been under debate a little bit lately. But as far as the challenge goes, I think that still kind of applies the most part. You're just watching the episodes. That's it.
Look, I feel like I can keep my casual name, moniker, what have you, because I've literally never watched an episode of reality TV more than once. Ever.
Okay.
Any season, any show, ever. So I feel like that makes you casual, right?
I mean, you did kind of start this Skype call with us today telling us about how, you know, Survivor's been renewed or not renewed, is going out to film in Fiji. So, like, you do know some things. I just got to point that out. But other than that, yeah, totally.
That was on, like, people.com. Give me a break.
I know.
Belonging
it's
to
a
reality.
Pandemic.
Belonging to reality TV Facebook groups. I don't know. But like I said, the casual branding, you got to hold on. So I'll let you keep it for now.
Yes. Thank goodness.
Anna, how have you been enjoying the season so far? We are 9 episodes in. We just got a trailer for the halfway, you know, the halfway trailer to just tell us that, yeah, all of what we've done, we still have halfway more to go before we find out, you know, how the season finishes out and all that good stuff. But how have you been enjoying it so far?
I've been really enjoying it. I don't know if it's just like the lack of TV that's on or what, but I always enjoy the challenge. There are some people like I'm missing, but I'm actually liking missing them, if that makes sense. Like, I do like Bananas, and so I'm kind of sad he's not there. But at the same time, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't miss Kara and Cody.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yes. Polly.
His brother, Cody.
Oh, for God's sake. Like,
same thing.
The bad one.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, that's fair.
All right. You know what? If we're going to start this off with Anna missing Bananas, I think we can let her hold on to the casual title, because otherwise things might get a little muddy around here. But okay. So Bananas, Car, yeah, all of them are missing. Anybody else you're missing? And if you say the Z word, we might have to end this podcast.
No. I'm a reformed Zach. I don't even want to say like apologist, like been attracted to Zach in the past, but yeah. I've since decided like that's going to be a no moving forward.
Okay.
But you know, he's basically just been replaced by Fessy, who's like a arguably dumber but nicer version of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Fessy is a villain for the reasons we like to see.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel satisfied as far as like men to look at.
Okay, that's pretty much all we need, right? In most reality shows, and definitely
and
something
Durrell's
that.
Back.
Oh, Durrell is back, yes, and you know, doing this right now. And okay, so let's start with this. Do you have any idea about the season of The Challenge that's filming right now?
Only because I listened to your last episode.
Oh, there you go. We love a loyal friend and follower and everything. We love that.
It's true. I haven't been listening to Dom and Colin's podcast lately, but I have been listening to you guys.
Wow.
He did have me listen to the Robin Amber one.
But... just for Dom to call you out.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Rude. So that's why I listen to you guys and not them.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll take it. So, yeah, that's filming right now with Durrell on there. So we'll see how he's going to fare against that crowd. But he's not doing too bad against this crowd. He's obviously got a win in his pocket from this week's trivia challenge alongside his partner, Amber. Anna, I don't know the answer to this question. How long have you been watching the challenge? Have you seen like a lot of seasons? Have you been a recent fan?
I'm so glad you asked. I also don't know the answer to that question. It's okay. Been a while, I think. I was trying to remember that when you guys were talking about the OGs, because I didn't know who basically any of them were. But then I started looking at some pictures and I knew some, but I was never allowed to watch The Real World. I grew up without cable. And so it's probably like once I went to college, I started seeing it more. And then I moved to Chicago and I watched this season of Real World in Chicago, Skeletons.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because we saw them out at a bar, and I was like, oh, like we should watch this. But I watched The Challenge before that, maybe a season or two. So not that long, I guess.
I was going to ask, Ben, if you remember Teresa at all from before all of before this season.
No, I don't. But that doesn't mean I didn't watch her.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, because now that we are here, I was getting a little emotional, especially watching the extended version of this at the end of the episode on MTV's you know, website. When you watch the full version, they have like the final words or whatever from the person eliminated. So when Teresa got to that point in the episode, or you know, on her way out, she got choked up there. She was talking about how this is probably her last time on, and I don't know that I had ever heard it from her up until that point, which was literally a couple of hours ago in my rewatch, her saying that this is probably the last one. She's like, I love my life at home too much to like keep putting myself through this. We saw her in confessional talking about, you know, she needed to get the closure that she did end up kind of getting by coming out here one more time after she had abruptly stopped doing the challenges after getting pregnant, you know, years back. So Scally, I'm really sad about this. I know that, you know, she might have been seen as a bit of a villain at some times this season for a couple of moves and this and that, but I am still a Teresa fan, and if we actually do not have any more Teresa in our future, I am a little sad about it.
Yeah, like I look at her as a villain, but look at who I usually stan. I love villains usually. Right. Teresa was not my villain of choice this season, but I'll definitely be sad to not have her back in the future. I'm very glad that she got the opportunity to come back after, like she said, she had to walk away pretty suddenly. Seems like wasn't really the plan she had in terms of how she was going to end her challenge career. So I'm glad that she got to come out here, and while she, you know, didn't ultimately go that far, she still proved that she's really strong. A lot of people are scared of her still and could definitely hang with this new crop of people.
Yeah. Anna, when you watched Teresa on this season, I don't know how much of these shows you watch, like paying attention to like the strategy of it all. Just by the definition of the name Casual Anna, I'm guessing not as much. But I was going to ask, like what you thought of the fact that, you know, Teresa made that move, you know, weeks ago at this point on Cam, and it just seems like nobody had forgotten about it. Nobody was going to let her go out of this, you know, with, without going into elimination, hoping that she would go home.
Yeah. I'm, She voted Cam in against who?
Yeah, so her and Jay did that move a couple weeks ago where they tried to like blindside them, and you know, Cam ended up going in against Ashley to take Ashley out.
Right. You know, I just really ride the edit. So like I was mad, but I, as you can tell, I didn't really know why I was mad, and then I was like immediately like my heart was warmed, like her talking about postpartum depression, which I thought was like really cool for the challenge to be doing, and Corey and his veneers like being like, whoa, like that's what my girlfriend's going through. It's like really interesting. So like I then I didn't want her to leave, and I mean obviously Casey's a good competitor, but she's like boring, so
very
much kind of like hoping that Teresa would somehow win. So yeah, I liked her. I didn't dislike her.
Yeah, I'm sad that she's gone here, especially, you know, right at the halfway point. I guess, look, it could have been worse. She could have been out earlier. People didn't seem to have the most, like, you know, people weren't desperate to keep her around by any means. Any connections that she had going were, you know, pretty much cut off that week that she made the move, and now here we are. And you can see that, like, Nani the past couple of weeks as well has been pushing hard for her to go, and you know, all these talks. I mean, Scally, like how many times did you laugh? I laughed a couple times hearing Nani talk about Teresa is the biggest threat if we get to the final. Like, of all the girls here, of all of them, Teresa is the number one threat. We have to look out for her. Like, not to discredit anything about Teresa, but Lolo Jones, Casey, Cam, like all of these, like Teresa's the number one that we have to get out. Like, just say you don't like her.
Yeah, that definitely was like, you could tell Nani was spinning her own narrative a lot this episode. And while I'm not selling Teresa short, I definitely think that she is, like when we talked about who's most likely to win a final, and Teresa and Jay, you ended up pretty high up there because I do think they're very well-rounded competitors. But is Teresa the biggest threat on the board? Like, I would not say so. So, you know, with Nani, it was definitely spinning things to her liking instead of actually going off of what probably she thought.
Yeah, I can see like Corey and Teresa together being a tight team or a strong team once you get down to the end and whatnot. You know, Teresa was doing well with Jay by her side. Jay's not in the picture anymore. Corey would have been there. But yeah, overall, I mean, it's just Nani and Teresa have had such a history of not getting along very well. Nani was talking in the episode about, I don't want to be the one to go against her because she has beat me before, so I don't want that to happen again. So it just seemed like there was really no way for Teresa to kind of crawl her way out of this one. And especially after just things really fell apart with the rookies, with Amber B, like all that kind of stuff. So it didn't seem like there was much hope for her. So letting her go at this point in the season, and you know, kind of continuing forward with the rookies versus the Big Brother group versus, you know, where does Cam and all that fit into it? I think we have an interesting dynamic, you know, to watch for going ahead. But speaking of the dynamic that's going on in the house, Anna, do you have a side when it comes to Amber M versus Amber B?
No, like neither of them are going to win. So
do you have either that you like more on your TV?
I like Little Amber because I watch.
Are you the one?
Thank you. See, this is why. So I really liked her on that. She's like fiery, which I like. And the other which one's which? Sorry, Amber B and Amber.
You can go tall and short. I mean, they do that on the show.
Okay.
Amber M is the mini one.
That's
Mini
easy to
Amber.
remember. Thank you. Okay, so I like Amber. Like, Amber M is more interesting television, clearly, but Amber B is beautiful, and I kind of felt bad for her this episode because she seems like kind of like meek and quiet, and they were all calling her a snake, and I didn't really know like what she was doing that was so bad, but so I guess Mini Amber, we'll go with her.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, Scally, this episode really was bringing this rivalry to a head, as obviously Amber B talked about it last week, and going forward this week, it really seems like she's the one that was in the position between, you know, two alliances, Big Brother versus the rookies, potentially, that might be going after each other. Probably, you know, the Big Brother group looking at the rookie group as, you know, potential easy targets to get their skulls from, because a couple of them still don't have it. So, I don't know, what'd you make of this rivalry continuing into this week here?
Ah, move over, Wesson Bananas. It's Amber B versus Amber M. That's the future of the show. It is, you know, it's cute that they're like trying to make this a big rivalry. I'm expecting we'll see maybe one of them back next season, but it was, you know, good for an episode. I don't need to see it stretched out over a season. I think Amber M ultimately is better TV. I think Amber B, while I'm happy she's getting the chance to come back on reality TV after getting so screwed both with, you know, BB All Stars and on her original Big Brother season, I feel like they definitely were milking this rivalry a little bit more than probably affected anything.
Yeah, I know the calls have already gone out for season 27. Where am I? 37. 37. I actually did. I did the work for all of us. Don't worry, guys. Listening to a Josh interview today. I mean, everybody should check out Challenge Mania in general. But like, I don't know. I, you know, not going to be the biggest advocate for making people to go listen to Josh. But he was talking about, yeah, I already got my call for next season. I'm like, okay, we're just doing that now. We're just okay. Just let everybody know. Cool. So calls have already gone out for 37, and I have to imagine that both Amber's got a call just to be like, hey, you there? Sure. But I wouldn't be surprised if neither of them end up on the show. As you know, as much as it could be the next West versus Bananas, I know you weren't being even slightly sarcastic about that. You know, I don't know. I don't know that it's really giving us exactly what we need to, you know, keep the fire alive while all of those other names that Anna mentioned earlier are off the show. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I first of all, I'm still in shock that Josh just is openly talking about getting a call, which does that mean he really didn't get it? I don't know. Like, is he bluffing there if he feels so comfortable talking about it?
I don't know, but maybe it'll make them stop calling him.
What
maybe
I was
get
hoping.
Annoyed and they'll stop.
So, yeah, I don't know. As far as like Amber B, I'm sure that basically everyone that was on the season is going to get a call, and they'll get weeded out eventually. So I wouldn't expect to see. I mean, fingers crossed, Josh, but also, you know, everyone from this cast back for sure.
Mm-hmm. And we also have in the mix here between the Amber M versus Amber B drama, Gabby was a big part because Amber M and Gabby, Amber B and Gabby are apparently having some fallout of since Gabby has been Devin's partner. There's been some, you know, awkward tension in the air between Gabby and tall Amber. Any thoughts on Gabby and how she's involved here, Anna? I mean, it did seem for me for the entire episode like she was like not. I don't think she was doing anything wrong necessarily as it pertains to Amber B, but it did seem like she had decided she was no longer friends with her and wasn't really willing to ever go back around and make that better.
Yeah, she didn't really seem like she had any interest in staying friends. It was like kind of like an excuse to be like, okay, now I can cut ties, whatever. I kind of am into Gabby. Like, I think she's pretty and she seems really strong. What, like, where'd she come from?
She's from Love Island, right, Scally?
Yep.
UK. And she also did Celebrity Big Brother over there. So
that's correct.
Yeah, not from, like, you know, Jenny comes out from, like, one of those, like, fitness shows in the UK or whatever it was. Oh, wait, no, was she on Shipwrecked? No, what was she on?
No, Jenny was on Survival of the Fittest. But
right,
Gabby
right.
is a personal trainer. So that does explain the strength for Gabby.
Yes.
There we go. And, like, I guess I forgive her for making out with Fuzzy, but we'll see.
I mean, you don't have to forgive her. Like, she's not listening to this. If you don't forgive her, it's totally fine.
Okay. Don't tell her, but I don't forgive her.
Okay. Yeah, so, you know, that's going to play out a little bit as well of seeing, especially like during the trivia competition, which I guess we can just move on into, of some of the different ways that people were targeting each other in here. So, yeah, trivia was the competition this week, Scally. And, of course, you know, we don't go a season without Burger King sponsoring some challenge. So Burger King getting involved here. But any thoughts on this trivia challenge in comparison to previous ones, Scally?
My problem with trivia nowadays is I really it's fun. I enjoy TJ laughing at them. I enjoy when they get questions wrong, but I prefer when it's actually super, like all of them are super easy questions, because it's funny to see them get like basic math wrong. Not like, on which date did this happen in like U.S. history? Like, no, I don't know that either. I'm sorry. So there were definitely questions that were, you know, all over the place. So while, yeah, it's fun, it's good for some laughs, I ultimately wish they would go even easier with the questions, because I would rather, you know, rather than people just getting, you know, the luck of the draw in terms of questions they get, I would rather it have some meaning.
But, like, true or false, like, 50% chance of getting it right, and just so many people getting it wrong. It's like,
yeah.
I don't know at a certain point how much easier they can go. Like, they've had some easy ones in the past, and it's also, like, even during the session here, it seemed like there were a couple of softballs that they threw. But, like, when you're up there, when you're, like, suspended over the water, it does seem like, you know, any knowledge that they have learned to this point in their life kind of goes out the window.
And definitely, actually, in rewatching it today, like I was kind of already informed. I think probably some of the earlier questions were maybe a little bit more. I don't even remember. But like, yeah, sure. If you want to ask them, like, the angles of a triangle add up to 280 degrees. Like, yeah, that is like the type of question I'm looking for. I'm not looking for like, oh, which of these events in history happened first? Like, no one's going to know that on this cast. And we all know that. So it's not surprising.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, what would have happened if, like, the Lolo Jones question, like, I don't know, is she allowed to say anything during that question? Like, is she allowed to be like, yes, the answer is yes, like, help out a teammate? But then again, I don't know if they would all be allowed to help each other out. I don't know if I've ever thought about that.
Yeah, neither have I guess.
Who cares? Anna, did you like the format for this challenge? I mean, at the very least, it's fun to see them like leaning closer and closer in the water, and then, you know, watching them fall. It's always a classic challenge thing.
Yeah, I like the trivia. I mean, I also like, I kind of thought they came out hot with like the square root question. It like took me a second to like calibrate myself. Even I was like, wait, what? Like I was like, dang, I don't like to feel like I'm identifying like with Corey and his intelligence here, but for a second I was like, what? Like, I haven't thought about a square root in a minute. So I thought that the questions were a little bit harder than I expected them to be. And then like Fessy got a bunch of easy questions, I thought, which like I was fine with, but they like asked him a bunch of sports related questions that I felt like were right in his wheelhouse.
Yeah. Like, I'm not,
yeah,
I'm not going to laugh at anyone for not knowing that a snail like can sleep for 3 years if it wants to. Like, who knows that?
I think we all do now.
Fine. But like,
that's true.
Yeah, but if asking if wolves are vegetarians is much, much funnier. So yeah, there's a range.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I don't want to sit here and claim to act like I know anything about wolves or any other animals out there and what they do or don't eat. But like, I mean, asking if an animal like a wolf is a vegetarian, like, I don't know. I didn't know where we were going with that Casey would have answered that was true, but she did. And TJ just could not believe it. And that, you know, at least we get some laughs from it.
I really liked the question TJ threw in about himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. TJ stands for Thomas Joseph, true or false. And I mean, no, I'm sorry. That was the Thomas Joseph was the correct answer. He, I think, asked Thomas James. And who was the one that had the Leroy, who has known him for how many years now?
Mm-hmm.
Did not
was
get it.
No,
right.
It was Darrell, I thought.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, correct, and then there was another one, right, about how many medals he's had. I was like, TJ is just, I love him, but it was a little self-promotive, I guess.
Yeah. So I don't know. I didn't really sit here and write down all the different questions. I mean, every trivia competition always has its specific questions that are like ridiculous, but you're always going to see them on some kind of like MTV highlight reel for like years to come. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's nothing you'll be able to forget.
They need questions for Devin to ask them on the challenge after show in 3 years. So
yeah. Like whenever Amber is back for her second season in like 3 years, because they just needed a last minute replacement. Amber, yeah. That is. But yeah, any thoughts, Gallia, elsewhere on this challenge? We had a little bit of, you know, the insight on the strategy some people had in targeting each other. We had some good screams. We had some good falls.
No, it was fine. Like, I thought that at certain points, like Fessy leaning forward, I thought the entire like rig was going to come down with him based on just like the same size bars for him versus like Gabby. So yeah. I really thought those were bending to their breaking point. But otherwise, not many thoughts until we get to the prizes.
Big well, T and Teresa, by the way, had some tough falls on there. Teresa yeah. especially was like on like her, like she landed on like right below her neck is like, I feel like what hit the water first out of any part of her body.
Ooh. I was kind of disappointed in Cam.
Yeah, I kind of felt like she just knew that she was gonna fall and didn't want to, so she was just grabbing yeah. on the side.
That was funny too. Cam, yeah. Cam. She's like, I'm trying.
Like,
so
not
you
ideal.
Think she was faking it?
No, I think she was really having a hard time staying up there and was just, you know, trying to, you know, get the win. She wanted to get Teresa in for the week, so I don't think she was throwing it or faking it or mm-hmm. anything. It just, she couldn't hold on, and she was trying anything she could to get up there or stay up there.
Yeah.
Oh, and Kyle's fall was cute.
Kyle milked it for sure. Yeah, I like how, like, Cam just touches the bar and they're like, you better not do that. But Kyle is full on hanging, like, from hands on either side of the bars, and they're just, they don't call him out until he hits the water. Like, all right, we'll wait here. Hold on as long as you can.
Yeah, I didn't hear them clarify in the rules, but, like, I guess they would not have been allowed to just hang there as yeah, long as they wanted.
I wonder if you could hang from the, like, top bar where they had, like, the red tape that was marking where they could grab, but. I don't think anyone was going to be doing that for too long anyway.
I guess. I mean, if you're going to try to hang there, like, it's probably a little, I don't even know, it would be easier or harder to, like, you know, be hanging straight up and down rather than in the position they were in. It's not the challenge at that point anymore. It's like a whole different challenge. So probably mm-hmm. was not allowed because most of them did fall at that point, but some of them were just a little bit scared to fall at that point. So, yeah, Darrell wins the first heat. Nam wins the second heat, but with the overall better time of being up there, right? Is that the way we determine this, that Darrell got the win? And then he and Amber won what, Scally?
Well, they each won $5,000 and then got to open a briefcase, which contained their other prize, which they could not be less excited about upon opening.
Whopper sandwiches for life. For life. That's a long time, hopefully.
Okay, at least once it was clarified, there was some excitement, but they open it up and it's just like a red piece of plastic. They're like, okay. Yeah. Especially after like last time people won money, they found out you win twice as much money. Mm-hmm. And then there you go over, probably expecting it's another $5,000, but no, it's you know, a gift card. In the box here, so
mm-hmm. yeah, especially like the thought of like, you know, you could be expecting that there's a game power in there, like a grenade or something that you can mm-hmm. like throw at somebody. I don't know, I would have been expecting a lot more. You know, I don't think that I would sneeze at like, you know, free fast food for life. How often are we getting Whoppers anyway? Who knows? From Burger King, but I don't know. Definitely not the most excited I think most people would have been when they opened up that briefcase. Like a big suspenseful moment. But, you know, just Burger King getting their plugs in. So, yeah.
I wanted a full, like, logistic breakdown of, like, how that works. Do they have to carry that red card around with them for life? Or, like, do employees know their name or their
yes,
face?
Yes, just like how Survivor winners used to get the big check and they would have to go take that to the bank. And
wait, is that
they would
true?
Get their million. Yeah.
I love the Stop. Idea.
I'm just kidding.
I love the idea of every single Burger King employee nationwide knowing Amber Borzotra's name just in case she comes in.
Like it's on the register. There's a button for Amber. There's a button for Darrell. And if you see this person, click that button. One free Whopper.
But how dumb would you feel going to Burger King and being like, okay, I'd like a Whopper, and then they try and make you pay for it. And they're like, no, like I'm for Whoppers for life.
I'm actually a VIP here, so
that's such a good question. And, like.
Then they have to like wait to clarify. There are like people in line behind them.
Yep. Like you go to the drive-thru and they have to call the manager over because the coupon code isn't working or something like that. Like you know it's going to cause problems.
Right. And like how much is a Whopper? Like 99 cents?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like it comes with, you know, fries, a drink. It doesn't come with anything else. So
nope.
They still have to pay for things when they go.
Yeah.
That is a terrible prize, I guess.
And
they were.
And what if she's like a vegetarian or like
Impossible Whopper? Whatever. Is that a thing?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is.
I mean, I don't know if they're called the Whopper in that case, but.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, we need a full logistical breakdown. Like, does this apply to? Like, what if you get an extra slice of cheese on your Whopper?
Ooh.
Things like that.
Whopper for life. Whoppers for life. And you saw them in the confessional afterwards, too. They were like, my family, I miss them so much. I can't wait to get home and, you know, give them Whoppers. That's exciting.
My kids are gonna be exciting so happy. Parts of going to Hawaii with the $5,000 and eating one Whopper sandwich per month, probably.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So shout out to the challenge, really taking care of their talent here, making sure that they are, you know, appropriately winning the greatest prizes for all of these kinds of insane challenges. So that's what they have won there. Darrell says he's going to let Amber do her thing because it's a women's elimination day. So he's going to kind of let her take lead. And we get back to the house. She already has Nani and Cam, you know, in her room, and probably Lola was there too. Just like, you know, everybody's gathered around. It is true about how fake people seem to get, you know, as soon as somebody wins a challenge, it's like, yeah, they attack the winner, like, you know, a swarm of flies around them, to find out some information. But, the whole, like everything that pretty much ensued from here, we're pretty much following Amber Borzotra and like, you know, deciding what she's going to do. But there was not anything at all, really, between now and the voting that stood out to me as like, oh, this is surprising. This is exciting. We're going to go after Teresa. And that was it. At Scally, it seemed like Nani also was the one who got the influence in to make this decision finalized. And then after that, it was just done.
There's a lot here in terms of how it was shown that I want to like talk about, but as far as it becoming Teresa, I do enjoy where like it's Kyle and Amber M and Gabby sitting down and they're like, we have to get it off Gabby. Okay, we'll go with Teresa. And then Nani's like, we need it to be Teresa. And then Darrell is like, who did this? And Amber M was like, maybe it was me. Like, it was not you. It was literally every other person in the house except for you. And they've convinced you wanted this. So yeah. Sure, Amber.
Yeah, not really looking to Amber for like the intense strategy sessions here. So yeah, when Nani comes to her and she's like, you know, giving her that whole spiel about how Teresa is capable of this and that, and she's going to beat us all. Like, you know, it was like, okay, Amber is really just kind of following along. And Nani, I mean, she's working with them, right? She's part of that Big Brother Alliance through Josh being her partner. So they're all in together. Nani and Amber seem like they're friendly enough that they're playing the game together. But yeah, I don't know that, that Amber actually had the control that she was telling Darrell that she did. I don't know. Any thoughts on all of the stuff that was happening here, Anna, with the decision-making process?
I guess I thought it was interesting, like, they showed a couple times Darrell being like, I really don't know why Amber isn't gonna go in, or like isn't thinking about that part. So like, I feel like he was disappointed in her, and so like, maybe he doesn't want to be a partner anymore. That's kind of what I took from it.
I mean, this is their first win. They hadn't really shown to this point a whole lot between their team. They've done okay in challenges so far, but I can easily see him saying at this point, like, let me be the rogue agent. If Amber's going to go home, I think she's great. But like, you know, if she went home, not the end of the world. But also maybe there was an element of like disappointed father in there too, right? Of him being like, when else are you going to get your skull? Like, go in there, get yourself, you know, we can make the house vote somebody that you think you can beat. And then you go in. So yeah, it was it could have happened, but she didn't want to.
Well, especially because it seemed like Amber, when talking to Nani, was like, oh, it would be good to get Gabby in there because she's like rubbing me the wrong way, and then I can get my skull. And then it very quickly turned into like, we don't need this to benefit you. we need to get Teresa out. So it really does feel like probably – I feel like Amber would have had a pretty good shot against Gabby in this elimination, and maybe a missed opportunity in allowing herself to seemingly get manipulated by more of the veteran women.
Yeah, I like that, you know, Amber was at least saying to people before they left for the elimination, like, you know, I'm going to want to take a look at it first, right? Like, there are some people who, especially, like, more experienced players or just anybody who is more of a confident challenger. If I was Lolo Jones, I would be like, yeah, I'm going in there tonight no matter what it is kind of thing. But somebody like Amber, who is not the most experienced in these competitions, especially this is her first challenge, she's never done an elimination before, I can totally understand her wanting to see it before she goes in. And even the decision she makes there, I'm not totally against it. Her being like, yeah, I see what's happening here, but it doesn't look like something I'm the most confident that I can go down there and get my skull in. So let me hold off for now. So I'm not totally against the decision, but I do think that it's not 100% like, you know, this was the slam dunk answer for her not to go in, especially if she could have had control over whether it was Gabby or, I don't know, a Big T or somebody else to potentially go against. So
I do just wonder if the move was to have Gabby voted in, and then you could always throw Teresa against Gabby, who has at least a decent shot. We've talked about how she's like very physical, and Gabby's not like a pushover, but like you either find somewhere where you think you could go against Gabby and win yourself, or like throw Teresa in later, and then one of the two people that you're not feeling at the moment is going home.
But so in any other season, I think that that's the move. But in a season where you're trying to get everybody, you and all your friends, a gold skull, if Teresa and Gabby are both seen as potential easy wins, then you're going to do one of them at a time.
Yeah.
So Casey gets Teresa now, and maybe Amber gets Gabby next time, or one of their other friends gets Gabby, you know, at some point. Even though Gabby, I still don't think by any means is some kind of easy win. But
I was going to say, I don't think Gabby is, and I definitely don't think they're looking at Teresa as one with how they've talked her up. And it was like, you definitely don't want to see Teresa in the final, but let's hand Casey her gold skull. I get that you're aligned, but should you be is the real question here for Amber B, but she's made her decision, unfortunately.
Yeah. What did you make, Anna, last week of Lolo and Nam and their dynamic there? Because Lolo is somebody else who was in contention to potentially go in here. But last week she was like, oh, now I get it. They don't want me to go in because they don't want me to get to a final.
Yeah, I realized that like at the exact moment that Lolo did. I feel like I didn't even consider that as an option. So, yeah, that's like where my strategy head is at. But I did think it was funny that they showed Lolo in the like deliberation be like, I am a competitor and I don't talk or something. I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's like, I know my role. I know what I do best. It's not talking during deliberations. It's just competing.
Which is great. Me and Lolo would make great partners. I can do the talking. She'll do the competing. Like, exact opposites there. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I've seen what happens with Lolo and her partners, so I hope you want to kiss Lolo Jones because that might happen. But anyway, and Anna, do you know Lolo from anything before this? I don't know if you've seen her on any other reality shows to this point.
She was on a Champs vs. Stars, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I saw her there, but I don't really remember her, to be honest. And I feel like you guys have said that she's like pretty, like she can be kind of like fiery and like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's definitely like was coming on very strong with Nam. So I don't know. But I kind of been waiting for her to blow up since you guys said that. And I hope it's soon. It looks like it might be from that commercial thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's happened a couple different times so far this season of just like very small glimpses into what we have with Lolo. Last week we had Lolo and Anissa, a lot of drama there with Anissa holding her neck back. So we saw a little bit of it, but it's still, you know, we still have not gotten to like Celebrity Big Brother Lolo Jones yet of just screaming in every room, yelling at people. So, you know, that still could be to come. She doesn't have a skull yet.
Yeah.
So
I think everyone ultimately, like you have people like Casey or like Teresa and Anissa know better. And like, it's tough to find her, the person who's really going to get under Lolo's skin and get her to that point. But maybe we'll see it before the end of the season. Not so sure.
Where's Devin at?
Yeah, that's fair. If I think Devin also would probably be pretty scared, but would definitely be someone that could rile her up very, very easily.
If Devin gained the confidence to rile up Lolo Jones, I get that he goes after the guys and, you know, Fessy and whoever he wants them to hit him and, you know, end up sending themselves home. But if he was like going to be that I don't know if ballsy is the right word, but to go after Lolo Jones and like resort to like that level of gameplay to get her that worked up. I don't know what I would even make of that kind of gameplay from Devin. I mean, it's definitely within his range, but I feel like I'd be a little bit shocked if he was to go that far with, especially somebody he doesn't really know that well. And I'm sure she's not bothering him right now. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was being pretty mean to little Amber for a little while. Like, I feel like that,
that's
if
fair.
He talked to Lolo like that, she would probably hit him, right? I would love that. He needs to get punched. But and I don't like for like him to punch Josh and then Josh to punch him.
There right. you go.
And then they both go home. I mean, I don't want Devin to necessarily go home, but like at a certain point in the season when it's like, okay, he's not going to win. If they did end up going out on some kind of like exciting fireworks on the way out, sure, I'll take it.
As long as he takes down Josh with him.
Right. I was going to say, as long as Josh leaves with him, I'm fine with him leaving.
Yeah. And, you know, Devin, as much as Josh is already telling us he's got the call for next season, I'm guessing Devin will be there as well. I see no reason why not, especially with the big presence he's had out here. I don't know. These two are really, really, and I know I've been joking about this, but they're really begging for, like, the rivalry pair to be born between these two. If like, you know, Wes is not going to be there, I don't think, next season. Like, if there's ever an upcoming Vendetta's rival season, these two are really looking at each other.
But yeah, that's fair, but honestly, it's not ideal for Devin, but at least it gets him on another season, which I think really was in question before the mid-season here.
Mm-hmm. And also, this past week, Devin and Josh both spotted together at some Mexico resort where apparently, they're still, I'm making air quotes right now, working by getting offers to come stay at these fabulous resorts and, take pictures and post about it online so that, that's the whole routine there. But they were there together along with, I want to say Jay might have been there. I don't know who else was there. There was like a couple of people that were involved on this trip. Maybe Tori or something like that. I don't know. But I don't know. They're hanging out.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, especially in listening to Anissa and Tori talk on the podcast, like Devin was very antagonistic with Tori, at least in the confessionals. And the way it seems, allegedly, is Devin like told Tori, like, look, it's for TV. I need to get back on. Sorry, I'm gonna talk about how much I hate you and do whatever else like I need to do, which I do believe. I think he knows that he got on here because for whoever was available, whoever wasn't. I don't think Devin was their first call, so I think he's making the most of his situation, and you can't really blame him at that point.
Yeah, she was talking about like, I'm pretty sure Devin is like one of my best friends from the challenge. And she was like, I know he says all those things, but like, I don't think any of it's true. I think because like we text each other all the time. She's like, it would take me going on another season and him backstabbing me again for me to genuinely feel like we are not friends. And I was like, do not put that energy out into the universe, because it will happen. If he did it once for TV, he'll do it twice for TV. He doesn't care about you. He wants to be back on the show and make his money, even if you are friendly. Like, that's what game you're playing. But whatever.
Especially because Tori is a much better rivals partner than Josh. So.
Yeah.
Wait, do we know what happened between Tori and Jordan?
It just sounds like it didn't work out. I mean, I don't know. So it's funny because, like, I'm on season 34. I was doing in my rewatch, and I know season 35 is, got both of them on there together as well. Things were going well for them. It seems like they just came back from she just came back from the season, and obviously she's out early here. And I think that they were not, like, I don't know if there was anything in regards to Fessy. I don't know if any like rumors had leaked online that maybe something happened there, because like since then they've also been seen together. It just seemed like when they got back, or when she got back, like they just never really meshed back into each other's lives. Like, she didn't go back to the home that they were living in. She went to like some Airbnb, called up her friends, pandemic activities. And they like hung out there for a bit. So I don't know details, but it just sounds like, they're going with the whole we grew apart thing.
Yeah. Quarantine casualty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They definitely talked about how they were not in a good space before the season, and have maintained that like nothing happened with Fessy in the house, yada yada. But I remember Ashley saying, because all the rumors were like, oh, this is what ended it. And then Ashley was saying that when she came back, people were like, oh my god, you have to see Fessy and Tori, they're like all over each other. But who knows, like, who's actually a reliable narrator in any of these scenarios? So not officially confirmed anyway.
Gotcha.
So, well, you know, we'll see how that all plays out.
That's too bad.
Too bad. So sad. I mean, is it? I mean, I thought they were nice together. I thought they were a good couple. They seemed good
for each
other.
I feel like she made
him
nicer.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah. She can probably do better.
Yeah. No kidding.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and I'm not even a big Tory fan, but I am the Cara Maria in this situation. Like, I'm sitting it out. Bye.
Scally, Cara Maria. No, Brian, Cara Maria, Scally. I don't know, one or the other. So what else is going on here? So, yeah, we get the voting and the deliberation and all that stuff. Anything from this section of the episode, Scally? We had a little bit of a Teresa versus Nani tiff. As Teresa was like, oh, Nani, you don't want to go in, like, trying to be just funny about it. And Nani's like, no, Teresa, I don't.
I was really hoping for more than this. Like, it was snippy, but really not much more than that. I think Teresa knew exactly what she was doing, and Nani took the bait.
Pretty much. I liked Teresa's confessional about, you know, I want to take your money. I want to keep you broke. I was like, that feels like some, you know, classic challenge sayings. Like, people these days don't really, like, the newer people, I feel like they're like, I want to show you what I can do. But I liked the exact wording of that. Like, I want to take your money and I want to keep you broke. I'm like, yes, Teresa, that's what you're here for. Leroy is calling everybody out during the deliberation about, you know, you guys should be fighting for your skulls. I was like, okay, big man. All right. You and Cam got your skulls. And now it's like, oh, the rest of you guys don't have skulls. I don't know why you're not fighting for it. I was like, Leroy, this was you like 2 weeks ago. But
sure. Yeah, I was like, didn't he just get that last week?
Now that, like, all five guy skulls are out there, like, you know, they're all big and feeling themselves. But that's fine. Let them have it. What else? Anissa voting for Lolo, thinking that it was Lolo's chance to get the skull. So I don't know. It sounded like Anissa genuinely thought that Lolo might have been the one going in for. So I don't know if she actually thought that, because, like, obviously almost every other vote went towards Teresa and Corey, but she did vote for Lolo. So.
Well, Lolo said something along the lines of, like, "Oh, I'm second in line to take this. Like, if Casey doesn't want it, it seemed." So I don't know if that was talked about, or because they did mention her as, like, the only other woman besides Casey who could take out Teresa. Which I don't know if is necessarily true that she was the only other, but I don't know why you would default to then giving Lolo a skull just because Casey decided she didn't want to go in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if she was working with the Big Brother Alliance. So who's in the Big Brother Alliance on the women's side of things? Nani still doesn't have her skull. She's partnered with Josh. Casey just got hers. So obviously that's a part of things. And Lolo, I guess, by extension, and Amber. So that was the crew there. Amber didn't want it. Nani wasn't ready for it. She didn't want to go against Teresa. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense why it came down to Casey or Lolo. And Casey ended up getting it and, you know, wanting to go in. So but speaking of the elimination, do you have anything else there, Scally?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Wait, have you guys been noticing the, like, weird soundtrack that's going on this season? It's like all, like, 80s workout music kind of.
Yes.
Like, why?
So they've had it was like 2 seasons ago. I think it was War of the Worlds 2 that, like, they had, like, really good music going for that one. They had a lot of classic songs and, like, they were using remixes of it. But I have in my notes here as well. I don't know if you're talking about this one specifically, but when they did this elimination and they had that dramatic slow ass version of "Take on Me," and I was like, no.
I almost turned the TV off. It was so bad.
I was like, no, we are not doing this. We are, because, like, oh, first of all, back it up. This elimination was apparently a lot shorter than it was shown on TV, which is, like, the theme of all of these this season. A lot of them have been stretched out a lot. The Josh versus Michi one, Josh apparently said it took 5 minutes and, you know, whatever. So when they took it, gave us the slow-mo of both of them, like, reaching for the rings with "Take on Me" playing. Oh my God.
Even, like, the music, like, when they were going to, like, go out in their literal bubble, I was like, it's been all season. It's been, like, 80s hits, like, redone.
Yeah.
So,
which sometimes, like, I've enjoyed, but.
Oh, absolutely. But I just was like, did I miss, like, a theme correlation here? Like, what's going on?
I don't know if there's any specific intention for it. I don't know. Maybe special agent movies maybe came out in the 80s. I have no idea. Wasn't alive. But. it's been something, and the take on me took me all the way out. I was just not ready for it, and I was also about to turn off my TV when when it was happening. I was like, I can't do this right now, but it was it was quite the ride there. Anna, thoughts on this elimination? It was Casey versus Teresa. As I mentioned, did not seem to be very close, but I don't know. What'd you think as if you were watching it?
Oh, I thought it didn't seem close. And so I just thought it was kind of obvious Teresa was going to lose, which maybe I'm thinking of them wrong in my head, but Teresa's like a fair amount smaller than Casey, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed like I'm like a little self-absorbed, so I like always think about like, what if I was doing this? And like when they were running and connected, I was like, I just would have like flown all the way back towards Casey. So I was impressed she lasted as long as she did on the TV, which I guess felt longer because of the take on me.
I can't. It's just so dramatic, and I was just like, not this song. I don't know. Scally, what do you think about this? I mean, obviously not the most exciting. Again, it was kind of quick and, you know, simple here for Casey to get her skull, but yeah.
Yeah, good. I think good elimination, but bad matchup, where if this was Gabby versus Teresa or Amber versus Teresa, probably a lot more competitive in terms of what we wind up watching on screen. So I think this has legs where we could bring it back again, and I wouldn't be that upset, but not super exciting to watch this version of it play out.
Yeah, Teresa mentioned that her harness on the left side of her body was on too tight, so she was already feeling kind of restricted when she got started with it. So I have no idea if that's like just, you know, something.
Well, that's what made the difference, for sure.
Yeah. So so she was talking about that. She was saying, you know, just wasn't really in it kind of thing. So didn't seem like she, I don't know. She was obviously, as I was telling you earlier about her confessional afterwards, pretty upset and emotional to be leaving the game. But I think at that point, it was just the writing was on the walls again that, you know, this wasn't going to end up being her season. So it's just like, all right, let me go home. Let me see my family.
That's exactly what I read also, where like, even if she wins this week, which would have been great, would have loved to see Casey go home, would have loved to see everyone freak out because Teresa's still in the game. I think she finds herself back in there like next week, the next week, like over and over. So for Teresa, that's not worth it. May as well go home like while you can early if you have to go.
Yeah. Anna, what do you make of TJ trying to be all cute before every elimination, trying to tease them about who's going to go in?
He gets me every single time. Like, I can't even, like, lie to you. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, Leroy, you idiot. Like, I was fully on board, and then I was like, what? TJ? Every time, so, I don't know.
Yeah, Cam yelled at him. She's like, TJ, you have to stop doing that. Because he does a pretty convincing job of it, of being like, you guys, you know, five guys skulls, and it's pretty important that Leroy, you just got yours, and Corey, I'd love to see you take it from him, and that's just gonna not have to be the case today because it's a women's day, and they all just, you know, let out a huge gasp that you know.
Who wins in that matchup, do you think, Leroy?
Ah, wow, that's a good question.
I think so.
I think you got to give it to Leroy there. I think in this very moment in time, both of them are super strong, but I think Leroy wants it a little bit more on his final season.
Yeah, but Corey's teeth, though.
Corey's got the dad strength. He's got the teeth. He's got factors that are working in his favor, but I don't know. I think Cam's going to be screaming for Leroy. I think Leroy digs deep and gets it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Yeah. So, but luckily they didn't have to. Casey got her skull, and that's what's happening there. She stays with Leroy. Any surprise on that, Scally?
No. I think I always am wondering if the rogue agents, the double agents were available to be picked, if that would ever change the decision. But I think ultimately I don't really see a better pick for Casey at this moment than Leroy, because I think he's one of the strongest and also connected with Cam and Darrell and a few other people in the house that Casey probably doesn't have as close of a relationship with.
Yeah, so the thing is, though, at this point, like, you know, Leroy is definitely a good partner to have by her side, but like both parts of this pair, so Casey and Leroy, Josh and Cam, all have their skulls now. So if they had it their way, they would not go into another elimination going to the end of the game, and this would be their partners going into the final. Wait, I'm sorry. Cam is with Kyle. I messed that up. Josh is with Nani. Okay, that makes a lot more sense. I still, in my head for a second, had Josh and Cam together. So Nani would still potentially get a skull. Okay, totally back up everything I just said.
Mm-hmm.
But
wait, does Kyle have a skull, right?
He does.
Yes. I love him. Like, where has he been this season? What's the deal?
Big
he's been
fan.
In confessionals. Let me see. He's been there.
Yeah, he's not been...
But he's been quiet for Kyle, I feel like.
Yeah, he only had two confessionals this week. He's still... Where is he in the overall? He's 45 overall, which is above average. So he's not been at the forefront, I think, of the last couple of episodes. But, like, the sixth or seventh biggest edit of the season so far?
Since he got his hair plugs done, he's been looking great. I think, like, I love it.
That's what people have always loved to point that out. And I was like, in a second, like, looks great now. Like, I don't know why he wouldn't do it.
Me either. I'm like, same with Corey. Like, I'm kidding about Corey's teeth. Like, Corey's a babe and his teeth look great.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I would be a monster if I had like money like this. I would be like doing everything I could at every second. So good for them.
Yeah, I obviously, anybody who's been listening knows, I've also been enjoying Kyle a lot. He's been a lot of fun, and I don't know, I feel like I've been getting enough of Kyle for it to not be, like, too much, and also, you know, for me to still get my fill. He's been extra funny compared to some previous seasons, so I'm enjoying Kyle. Also enjoying Anissa here at the end of the episode, talking about...
Best part of the episode.
Best part of the episode, for sure. You know, first it was like you couldn't stand next to Corey because you thought you'd get pregnant, but now it's like you think you're just going to leave the game. So definitely, I don't know if she came up with it on her own. Probably did. I mean, she's known Corey for how long now? But the producers, you know, the second that she got that, they were like, can you say that a couple different times so we can make sure that's perfect in the episode?
It was so good.
Just happy that Anissa escaped that and she's still with us here and not home.
Yeah. That's one thing that they did call out on the after show.
That is true. Anissa might have missed the Teen Mom.
Well, no, you're not a Teen Mom anymore on the show. Corey's on the show.
Yeah, but she would not have even still been anywhere near close to being a Teen Mom when her and Corey got together the first time.
Well, how old was Cheyenne?
Probably younger.
Early 20s?
Yeah, okay. Well, people, like, aren't teens in their 20s.
Would have been joining Teen Mom in her mid-30s, which, I mean, would love to watch more Anissa, but I don't know if it's the casting they would have gone with.
Yeah, you'll have to settle for
Well, maybe story. That's the problem with Teen Mom.
A severe lack of Anissa. they brought back up the Corey and Anissa hookup on the after show this week, which was just, like, trivia question they were asking. Devin was asking everybody, who did Corey hook up with on Battle of the Bloodlines? And Corey was like, we're really not gonna let this go, huh? It's like, challenge history, bud. You're back on the season together. It's gonna come up. So that
it's
was that
going to. Maybe. What does he expect?
I don't know. Scally, what? Oh, go ahead, Anna.
I was gonna say, what happened to the other guy that used to hook up with everybody?
Tony
on the yes, what happened to him?
He's been turning them down so he could spend time with the family, it seems like.
Oh, how responsible.
I know, which we never thought we would say about Tony.
No.
Well, it's all going to build up to his glorious comeback one day in a couple seasons. Maybe even a Teresa long break. Who knows? But hopefully we see him again someday. I still want that. Yeah. Scally, I was going to ask closing thoughts on Teresa as we say goodbye.
I would love to see Teresa again, but I don't think it's going to happen. I was going to ask, do you think this was inevitable for Teresa? Otherwise, where did she make her, you know, final mistake, first mistake? Like, what could have gone differently for her, or was she always going to go home before the final?
Personally, I will say that she... playing this game with Nani and the fact that they still have not resolved these issues was never going to get too far unless she was able to figure out a way to fix that. But considering it's been all these years, and even for like a couple of challenges that they had been on together, it was just not clicking. I think she had kind of made some connections with the Anissas and Tories or whoever to be like, oh, like, you know, I'm an older player. I need some familiar older faces to stick around to. You know, it was worthwhile to try that. but just the move with Jay pissing off Cam. You know, Cam said it at the beginning of the episode, you come for the queen, you know, I'm not going to forget. So honestly, I think that's essentially what it all comes down to here. You come after Cam, goodbye.
Yeah. I was trying to see if it really went all the way back to her not siding with Tori and Anissa when they got thrown in together, but I don't think Teresa could have done much there. I unfortunately think it was just raising her profile too much to throw Cam against Ashley when she could have used the opportunity to get her own skull and then fade it into the background potentially. So I don't know that we would see Teresa getting to the final, but I think she ultimately did cause her elimination to move up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've already shared pretty much any closing thoughts that I have on Teresa here. Hope to see her again someday, but doesn't seem the most likely. If it happens, great. If not, glad we got to see her here for one last shot. And, she's got another baby on the way. So glad to see her and her husband are seemingly doing well. And also glad, like Anna mentioned, the fact that she was able to share her story a bit about, her postpartum depression and whatnot, and just, sharing a story that we don't usually see on the challenge. So. Good stuff there.
100%.
So, Anna, anything in the mid-season trailer catch your attention?
Well, definitely Gabby and Fessy making out. That was exciting. I really feel like the challenge has just kind of veered away from, showing us people hooking up, which I think is rude. Or I guess maybe people aren't, but I don't know. I can't remember it, to be honest.
Me either. And I know Scally didn't watch it, so this is a fun part of the podcast. Scally hates trailers, so, that's that. But
really?
Honestly...
Yeah, I don't watch any trailers.
Wait,
it's nothing you haven't seen already, I promise. All of the clips were okay, I can't promise that. But most
I don't think I've seen any of the trailers, so I think it is stuff I haven't seen already.
How would you avoid every single, every preview, every trailer, every commercial...
As soon as the episode ends, I change the channel. Done.
That's just insane.
Because I just can remember too many times, even the, Kara yelling at Anissa. Kara and Anissa are on the season until that fight happens. And it was, the second to last episode. So, yes, I have to avoid them, because otherwise I know that these people are not going home until a certain point, and my brain, unfortunately, will not let me forget it, no matter how hard I try.
That's incredible. I never thought about that before. what?
Yeah. And that's why I'm grateful that my brain doesn't usually work like that, because when I saw the Gabby and Fessy kiss in the trailer that we saw at the end of the episode, I completely forgot about it. So all of these different times that Gabby could have potentially gone in, it's not like I'm sitting here thinking I haven't seen the kiss yet. So I appreciate that I at least have that going for myself, whether it's a benefit or not, remain to be seen. So, that's the mid-season trailer. But, Anna, I wanted to, swing back around to some of these other people that have gone home so far and see what you thought about their time here on the challenge. And we got to start, of course, with one of the names that we know you know and probably, hopefully, we're excited to see here on the challenge. What'd you make of Natalie Anderson's time here?
Oh, my gosh. I was so sad that she left. I think it's actually, really amazing that she's sharing, the whole story of everything that happened and, why she left. But I really hope that we see her back. She's just the coolest. I love her. How could you not? So, and I think, she didn't really get the opportunity to, show too much of her personality, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that she'll come back.
Yeah, it's got to happen. She's out here training. She's ready to go. So I sure hope that is going to happen. Who else? So we've lost. I'm just gonna throw out names. You stop me when you have thought about someone.
Wes.
Jay.
I like Wes.
Wes.
Jay. Okay. He's fine. I don't remember him on Survivor. When was he on Survivor?
He was on Millennials versus Gen X with Adam Klein.
Oh, I actually don't think I watched that season.
Really?
Yeah, Colin. Well, I have no idea, actually. To be honest.
Adam,
I don't think so, though.
Adam was the winner. It was Jay and Adam had an emotional scene and towards the end of the show about their moms and whatnot, and then sadly Adam lost his afterwards.
Yeah, I have not seen that season. I think Colin has told me to watch it.
It's a good one.
A lot, but I try and do the opposite of what Colin tells me to do most times.
Fair enough. We also have Nicole Zanata. We lost Ashley Mitchell. We lost twice.
I like Ashley a lot. I mean, how can you not? She's great. She's great TV. You never know.
Apparently, some people don't.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you could not. Why not?
I don't know. Couldn't tell
you.
I ask myself.
Some people
that
just don't have any taste. What can you say?
That is true.
So yeah, we lost Ashley. We have Nelson's gone. Tori, Nelson, let me ask you about Nelson, because he's been on, you know, the good amount of the most recent seasons, and I feel like you might have something to say for Nelson.
I'm sorry, my dog. Yeah, I mean, Nelson was very handsome, and was it last season when he did that nice thing for Corey, and then yeah, Corey didn't even win. Yeah, I mean, I like Nelson. You like want to see Nelson win, but he also just like is always getting in his own way, mm-hmm. which is like kind of why we like these people on the challenge anyway, right?
For the most part, you know, who cares about winning all that money? If you can get some whoppers in airtime, that you're all set. So that's all that I have. Anna, any final thoughts from you on this episode, on this season, on life, on anything? What's going on?
I mean, if somebody can let me know logistically how the Whopper prize works out, that'd be really great. You can DM me on Instagram and let me know, because these are the things that keep me up at night during the pandemic. I don't know.
Okay. What's your Instagram handle for people that want to do that?
Right. At Anna Klemper. So AnnaKlemperer. You can also follow me if you don't know anything about what happens with the Whoppers.
Have you ever like genuinely considered changing that to like at Casual Anna, or is that just not a thing that we're doing?
I guess I could. I actually don't know how to change my Instagram handle. But I like would, I put it, I'll put it in my bio, because I had to go private. So that's how you know you have the right Anna. So follow me. I'll follow you back. We can be internet friends. I need as many friends as I can get to like distract me from fighting with my mom about the Free Britney movement.
Well, there it is. Scally, what were we going to say?
Gonna say Casual Anna can be the Twitter handle for when we finally get Anna on Twitter. Yes. Long overdue.
I'm scared of Twitter now. Although, like, was it? Oh no, that's Reddit. Never mind. I was gonna say like the whole GameStop thing.
That
I was
true.
Completely on the wrong platform anyway. So wait, actually, I had written down something I wanted to ask you guys about that is not challenge related, but you're like into the internet things.
I guess.
So Colin was telling me about Twitch, but what is Clubhouse? Do you know?
Yes. I actually just got on that today. I got an invite. Aman sent me an invite. So I was like, okay, let me try it. Let me see what's happening here. It seems to just be like a new social media kind of platform that people can just enter different chat rooms and, you know, either listen in on a conversation or jump in on a conversation depending on the settings of the room. I don't know, Scally, is there more details that you can provide on it?
So it's an audio only platform. I would almost say like you follow people like you would on Twitter or Instagram or anything like that, and you can get notifications for when they go live. Basically, you can do like either a hangout with your friends, which did a small one last night with like Rob and Kirsten and a few people that happened to be on, and then, or you could basically do this like a live podcast that just doesn't get recorded and have people listening in the audience hypothetically. So it's new and it is invite only, I believe, still at the moment, but
which is like not even a thing, because everybody has invites waiting. I joined the app today and I have two invites waiting. So like,
excuse me, I don't have an invite.
You like get them the second you sign up. So like if I can figure out how to like send my invite to you, you will absolutely have my one of two invites. And the next person to message me after this has the next one. It doesn't seem to mean anything, because it seemed so exclusive at first. Aman and I were talking about this today, and then all of a sudden, like, I joined the app and who am I? And now I have two invites waiting. It's like, what are we doing?
Well, I don't know. I think, like, maybe you're just, like, cooler than you know.
Ooh. I mean, yeah, no, that's true. But, like, I mean, aside from that, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I still have a couple questions. First, I'm interested to see how the Amber B storyline does play out, because I feel like we got a lot
Like Gabby said, like, no one even likes her, and like everyone's pretending she's so fake. Even on the Anissa and Tori podcast, they talked about how, like, oh, she's so nice, but, like, it's all game. So I'm curious to see if that is true, or they're just, like, mad at her for a minute, and to see how that falls out. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, curious to get who Anna's rooting interest and winner pick for the rest of the season.
Oh. I actually haven't even thought about it. This is like, I think I just like let TV wash over me, clearly. I gotta like root for Cam and Leroy, right? Like, how can you not? Yes. This is my question to you guys. Wouldn't it make more sense for them to stay on two different teams? Like, doesn't that increase their likelihood of winning? Or are you thinking like that the final's not going to be team based?
Personally, I think it's going to be team based, and that's a good question. It's like I don't even know how I can exactly pick what I would do in that circumstance, because yeah, by splitting up, you definitely have a better shot at getting the money, but by working together, if they both like feel confident within each other having the chance, like Cam wants her first win, Leroy wants his first win, and both of them are in such different circumstances. Like, Cam has been playing her ass off for years to get to this point. Leroy has as well, but like, this is his last season, so it's just so much that goes into it. It's like, it would be such a big moment if they can do it together. So I feel like that's kind of where they ultimately will want to end up. But the fact that, you know, we are still, I mean, we're only at the halfway point, but that they are not together at this point, I don't know.
Well, I don't think it makes a ton of sense for them to be together quite yet. But like you said, another one of them at least is going to have to go into another elimination if they want to end up running the final together. Except I told you before the podcast, I remembered my question from last week. I teased it that I was really not sure where my brain went. But the one thing that I could not come up with that I was going to ask last week is, looking ahead to the final, we have a couple teams that have both their skulls, and then some where they only have one. And my question is, do we think they're going to be running it solo? Or if you get to the final and let's say like Josh still has his skull and Nani doesn't, does the whole team go home, or does Josh pick from whoever's left over? Does everyone reselect partners at the end? Like, there's so many things that are on the table that we don't know about, let alone the people playing the actual season. So I really don't know how this final is even going to go.
Well, I feel like I might have talked about this before. Maybe I just thought about this, of like, I feel like it could be a similar kind of final to Invasion, maybe, like, where mm-hmm. you just switch partners throughout, or something like that. Like, you get to, you know, if you do well on one day, you get to pick your partner for the next day or the next session or whatever, you know, they're breaking up the final into. But for a full season that they've been running in the way that they have, like, this hasn't been an individual season. It's not, you know, big teams or anything like that. I feel like for a duo season, we're probably going to have one man, one woman winning. And I would imagine that that's how they're going to run the final in somewhat similar pairs. And also last season, we saw that nobody got to the end and was just cut for not having a skull, right? Everybody mm-hmm. had a chance to go into elimination and either had a skull or went home. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's exactly how it's going to go this time around as well.
Yeah. But if, like, let's say you have, like, four teams all have, like, both members have a skull, but there's two teams that we get to the last episode and one member of each team has a skull. Like, do they get paired up? Does it reshuffle and everyone gets to pick new partners? I really don't know how that's going to go, so I'm interested to see moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Like a rogue agent element.
Yeah.
Well, and it does seem like, now that you've pointed all this out to me, that MTV would want Cam and Leroy to run the final together mm-hmm. somehow. So. Yeah. I guess I did forget to say, like, my real, like, in my heart of hearts winner pick of, like, if I could pick anyone, like, it has to be Big T, but
yes.
I just, like, don't, like, I don't think that's gonna happen, but I had to go on record saying, like, that's my dream.
Yeah, yes, my dream is dream. Big T wins her elimination, steals Cam as her partner, and
yes.
Big T and Cam win the final, but...
wow. Not even Leroy in his final season.
I mean, I stand Big T and Cam. What can I say? But obviously, yes, realistically, Cam and Leroy winning would be the best. I am curious, like, if Cam, let's say, ends up with, like, towards the end picks, like, Fessy, or ends up with Fessy, or stays with Kyle, let's say, and they're winning and Leroy has a chance. Does Cam, like, sit right at the line? Like, all right, waiting till Leroy gets here and then I'll cross for second.
Would be... compelling television to watch, for sure.
I can't see her doing it, but I wonder if someone else would.
Yeah. I'm going to go with probably not.
Yeah, I hope it goes well for the two of them. Well, they're still together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
New confirmation. Okay, yeah. So then it can't go that bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And everything I hear is so positive about them. Like, I know someone, like, went in, Leroy just opened his own, like, barber studio. Someone, like, went in and Leroy, like, FaceTime Cam so they could say hi, and they, like, hung out on FaceTime for, like, a little while. So, yeah, they're supposedly, like, the best.
I love that. Yeah, let's hope that they win, guys. We'll cheer for them. I mean, I do love CT, but he's won a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's so handsome, though.
Still?
Yeah, I actually think, like, now we're in his, like, prime, I think, personally.
So what was, like, all of the past 15 years? I mean, I guess you might not have watched it all, but...
Well... He just was very angry for a while.
That is fair.
Which I did really like at the time, but now I'm evolving and learning, like, he would be a better partner now.
Yeah, we've moved past belly button ring CT, and...
Oh my god, that's right! That's iconic.
It is very iconic.
Oh my god. That's amazing. I totally forgot. Yeah, I mean, CT's just great. I don't know. Is he married or what's his situation?
I think recently divorced/separated. Yeah, they did get married CT Getting Married special, but I don't believe he and his now ex-wife.
Wait, is that together. Real?
Yeah. Yep.
What?
Yeah, like Wes and like Cara Maria were there and like a bunch of random challengers.
Yeah, it was like season Final Reckoning, I think, was the season that it aired at, like, the end of the season, and it was like two bonus episodes of CT's Getting Married.
Wow, I don't know how I missed that. But well,
one might say you are a casual viewer of the show and, you know, just happened to miss it. I don't know,
but I do, like, wish, like, when they, you know, like, the challengers' names pop up and stuff and it says CT, it would say, like, single, married.
No.
Well, just so, like, for so many reasons. Like, A, so I can know, like, if I need to be mad and they're cheating or, like, whatever.
Do you want their status as of filming or updated to while it's currently airing?
God, that's such a good question. I mean, I guess filming.
Yeah.
But then, like, maybe we could have, like, a parenthesis after. If there's been a change.
Just a warning, like, this isn't going well.
Yeah. Trouble in paradise.
But they would have to theme it, too, though. So it wouldn't just say single. It would be, like, CT, rogue agent.
This is a great idea. I actually think TJ would love it, too. He loves his theme.
See, get on Twitter, tweet it at TJ. We'll all throw it a like.
That's Thomas Joseph Lavin to you.
TJ's also very handsome. I'd love to see him, like, do some of the challenge stuff.
Yeah, I want him to stay out of the challenge stuff because I feel like he's, you know, gotten hurt before doing things. So yeah. I just want him to be safe. Fair. And, you know,
he's, like, held together by, like, fish wire. I don't know.
Pretty much. But, like,
he
pretty
like
much.
Gets hurt all the time, but he's a badass.
We'll get more TJ on OGs as well, so I'm excited for that, you know, even though this season's probably still got, like, 3 months to go, you know, whenever that ends and we get the OGs, there's still plenty of that, so TJ's probably going to be on our screens for the next X amount of months, many months, and, you know, that'll be fun for all of the TJ Lavin stands. Scally, anything else in your notes for today?
No, that was it. I wrapped it all up there, finally remembering what I had forgotten last week.
Fantastic. Great stuff there. And Anna, anything else from you before we get out of here?
No, I think I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. It was so good to talk with you about the challenge and everything else. If there are any, like, more relationship turnovers and things like that, please, like, let me know, because these are the things I need to know. And Colin is always like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's not part of the strategy. I don't pay attention to it. I'm like, ugh.
The strategy on the challenge.
Truly.
Well, that is something we can do.
Survivor too.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Definitely we'll have to send out a newsletter or something.
Yes.
Please.
Well, everybody out there, you know, make sure you follow Anna on Instagram. Send her all of that information she was looking for earlier, the details about the Whopper and I don't know, anything else about the relationship status of anybody that she has spoken about here on today's podcast. Hopefully, Anna, it's not too long before we hear from you again at some point. You know, maybe you and Colin catching up about, I don't know, anything. Those are always some of the better podcasts that I get to listen to. And yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I don't know any secrets about Colin you guys need to know.
We'll talk about that after we hang up. Yeah, yeah, we can go through all that. Just kidding, Colin. Ha ha ha. So that's really, I think, all we have for today. Scally, you have some stuff going on.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to guest on the Bachelor wrap up with Haley and Amy. Everyone will obviously know Haley from, you know, doing drafts with us. It was a great pleasure. Did record before the whole Chris Harrison sucks again stuff broke, but otherwise had a lot of fun talking about this current season that is airing, and made it a lot more fun to watch the episode knowing I would get to talk to them. So people should definitely check that out. And otherwise, just check out Twitter at @Brian_Scally.
Yep. And we also, if you have not had a chance to check it out yet, we recently posted our OG's draft, which we were joined by both Haley and Mel to draft the new cast of the Challenge OG's that is out filming as we speak. I believe it's a quick film and they should probably be done probably within like another week or two. Who knows? But that is, of course, taking place. So, you know, keep an eye out on social media. Make sure you're muting hashtags and being very careful, as spoilers will surely be coming out for things about that nature for that show. But check out that draft if you want to listen to that now or later, up to you. Other than that, of course, I always have my Glee podcast going on with Iman, but if you don't watch Glee, if you don't generally check out all of that, feel free to jump in maybe like for a couple of episodes here or there. February, we have Chappelle joining us for a couple of Valentine's Day related episode recaps. So, you know, it's always always a treat to hear Chappelle, who, hey, let's plug, Chappelle is going to be on with Ali this week over on the wrap ups. So, of course, always be checking that out. So Chappelle everywhere, that's the world that we want to live in. So, excited for what I have going on there. Check that out. Check out Scally on the wrap up. Check out Anna on any past casual Anna catch ups over here on the Dom and Colin podcast. And other than that, on Twitter at Matt Liguori. And we will see you guys with episode 10, crossing the halfway point into the Challenge Double Agents next week. We will see you guys then.